Some musicians are born with the gift and couldn't avoid following it as a career, even if they tried. Award-winning alt-country star Sierra Ferrell has the gift. Her unique style melds country and gypsy jazz, folk and Latin. The West Virginian has just landed in Australia for a national tour, and she joins us with guitar in hand. Welcome back to Australia and to RM Breakfast.
Thank you so much for having me here. I'm happy to be here.
You've had the true travelling life, busking and hitchhiking your way around the US in your early 20s, which you don't hear of many people doing in this day and age. How was that experience for you in kind of getting you out, performing and getting really comfortable in your music?
I definitely feel like travelling around the way I did helped calm my spirit because I've always just been kind of wild. Just my mind is always wondering and I just can't even get it to settle down sometimes. And I feel like just like that style of living really just tamed me in a way.
So are you tamed now or is that wildness still there?
I'm definitely more domesticated and I have some luxurious ways that I feel like I can't go back now.
You can't go back. You have often been compared to the likes of Loretta Lynn, who sadly died this week. How would you describe Loretta's impact on the music scene, in particular for women and on you?
Well, you know, she started out pretty young at 14, and she helped pave the way for honky-tonk angels pretty much, and just like that whole scene with music. And you know, women are still fighting for rights all over the world. In America, there's still, you know, women don't get paid as equals as men. And we have to deal with sexist and, you know, just like a lot of negative things that hopefully in the future will be better. And she is a huge part in that step, especially in the music industry.
As I mentioned, you came in with your guitar and you're going to be playing Dreams off your new album. Tell me about this track.
So this song in Dreams, whenever I was figuring out honestly where I wanted to live, I kind of left Seattle and I was tired of busking and being there. And so I went to New Orleans first and I was in the living room of a friend at the time and I came up with this song in Dreams. And then I went to Nashville and finally quickly decided that that's where I needed to be. And I brought this song with me and I was happy to share it.
Well, I'm very happy that you're going to be sharing it with our listeners across the country this morning. Take it away.
That I can make you mine. Won't you sit down? You know I love you, honey, and you look so tired. I know it's hard how we're thrown into this life. Then one day we must die. But that the river will flow on, even after we're all long gone. Take me with you now before I'm one. I'll walk into the room and there you sit. There you sit, you're so alone and quiet. I can't help but stare how I love you and it just ain't fair. After we're all long gone.
I'm clapping into my microphone, Sierra. That was beautiful. And many of our listeners are saying the same thing. Wow is mainly the text messages we're getting. Wow. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Sierra Farrell singing In Dreams off her album A Long Time Coming, and her tour starts in Sydney tonight.
Stream any ABC radio station live and on the go. Discover new podcasts, music and audiobooks, all free on the ABC Listen app.
Podcasters, me again. So you probably know I've got a pretty eclectic, some unkind people might say cheesy, taste in music. But if you want to widen your musical horizons, I really recommend The Music Show, which spans the whole gamut from Gregorian chants to hip-hop. You can check it out on the ABC Listen app.